Tonight, on Lyrical Masterpiece Theater, I will be reading one of my great works, The Maven. Frivolous crap. A man became dissatisfied with the condition of rap. The powers dumbed the lyrics down and made the listeners adapt. Soon his mental play became a blinding mist on the map. But his vision was never phased because his eyes had been raised. Over time he came of age and then grew wise in his ways. He reflected on the great artist and summoned the gall. Then he envisioned hearing one writer who encompassed them all. To overcome this ignorance, nothing was stalled in his thirst. He spent hours collecting, reading, studying all of their works. Traveled all over the planet where great thoughts were bestowed. Sat with preceptors and sages from all parts of the globe. Read relentlessly for weeks before deciding to speak. He mastered every vocal tone and every writing technique. A scholarly product with a self-made prodigy conscious. He memorized past, present, and future bodies of knowledge. Organized it, knowing the solution soon to be born. His next step compiled it all into a humanly form. Though he was eloquent and delivered words with intricate timing and possessed lyrical skill, he had no interest in rhyming. So he ventured down to his lab, which had been his escape. And after working for 20 days straight, an image was shaped. He deposited all his wisdom, every infinite trait. And when he finished, he rendered what he had invented was great. His creation laid on the journey, once summoned it rose, and instantly began to compose the most dominant flows. Every hour of the day, a different style he created. And when he spoke, every man, woman, and child could relate. Just when it seemed the population might be hurled to his grave, the man smiled because he thought now that the world would be saved. And soon the sky is where the mental surface would be. He had successfully manufactured the perfect MC. The intellect that passed through his brain, the masses obtained. And within days, the nature of the game had drastically changed. Through his sovereign will, deep marvelous thoughts were revealed. And those who held on to the madness got slaughtered with skill. Lyrical prototype who wrote words for the love, not wages. And the greatness of his rap pages would pass through the ages. The motivation to make meaningful songs was contagious. Each writer evolved daily through his creative stages. The negative ideologies of life were uprooted. The first 365-day cycle concluded. But on the 366th day, it was strange. The creation the man had brought to life was starting to change. Accolades under his name and international fame. Until totally uncontrollable, he slowly became intoxicated by his own flame, so arrogance reigned. The insane notion of world dominance mastered his brain. Exploitation of the game through the skill that he used. He had evolved into the same thing he was built to remove. Training ingrained in his memory was unmatchable ability. Natural skill indeed, but he was lacking in humility. The builder watched his dream disappearing in haste. With tears in his face, his creation was clearly a waste. The mistake that he made in making a rapper of that caliber. He focused on talent and knowledge, but added no character. Now it's racking the streets with a savage mystique. Deadly havoc he wreaked with every paragraph he would speak. So the man searched traveling roads, famished and cold, looking for a mechanical load in tyrannical mode. Since he designed him, he felt it mandatory to find him. The goal was to catch him, deactivate, then realign him. As he searched and explored, he saw things were worse than before. Heard a murderous roar, followed up by verses of war. He ran up to a door where a stranger took him the key. Once inside, a voice straight ahead said, "Looking for me?" And there he was, with a smile as if he liked that he found him. His mic was astounding, plus he had disciples around him. As the man approached, he heard these three words:
I dare you.
He said, you're not yourself, come back to the lab, I'll repair you. I can't have you killing rap, so come with me, I implore it. He said,
your existence versus mine, I'll battle you for it.
He thought and said, oh no, I want no parts of a flow. Why would you turn against the man who taught you all that you know? That's when he laughed and said, I'm the one that you should kneel to. He said, you stupid fool, you didn't build me, I built you. Programmed you to be like me, I propelled this confusion. Every detail of our history's a spell, a delusion. When I tried to teach you my plans, you rebelled on the movement. So I banished you and held you in a hellish seclusion. My craziest deeds, you were just unable to heed. So the idea that you created me, I made you believe. The man said, I worked on this for years, it's lies that you speak. He said, I made it to appear, she is, it's only been weeks. I'm the architect of you, and every bar that was formed. Raise your right sleeve, I'm sure you've seen the scar on your arm. How I assembled you is too complex to try to describe. But if you peel that scar, you'll notice several wires inside. You were my greatest masterpiece, top of the line of my clones. But I developed you so well, you gained a mind of your own. It started spreading conscious thought, east, west, south to the north. So I drew you out of solitude to finish you off. And though it's definite, you possess several lyrical elements. You're scared of expressing it, that's why you're vocally hesitant. Discouraged, the man dropped his head and said it's no use. Looked at the wires in his arm and slowly pulled them loose. Then both good and bad ideologies mentally flashed. The conscious forces and the wicked forces instantly clashed. And everybody in the room vaporized in a flame. Till eventually the two men were all who remain. The anarchy that ensued caused the world to divide, and the followers of both sides began to collide. And then the ceiling opened up and they both looked in the sky. There they saw the giant silhouette of a much bigger guy. He commanded everything to stop and nobody moved. He said, this war is over right now and both of you lose. You lose because you took the talent that you possessed and got obsessed with power and used it to conquer the rest. See, you were blessed with the best, given the lyrical rod. You didn't build this man, that was a deceptive facade. The other man said, I knew it, but sir, how did I lose? The giant said, you had the skill to challenge, but you refused. He said, I came to fix him back, so this fight I'd avoid. He said, some things can never be fixed, they must be destroyed. And though you tried to reason with him, don't believe you succeeded. Many were lost because they didn't have the wisdom they needed. So you deleted all your hard work, your moment was here. But you failed because your power wasn't strong as your fear. This test is completed. They said, who are you? Then I spoke and said, my name is K-Reno, and I created you both.